Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Afrida Love, and today I have a very special guest. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for cooling off the atmosphere, Heavenly Father. We thank you for everything that you're doing, those things that you're going to do, Lord, and those things that you have done, Heavenly Father. We thank you for blessing all the listeners. We thank you for blessing the ministry, Lord, and giving us the ministry, Heavenly Father. We're asking, would something be said or done to edify and to uplift your holy and righteous name, Heavenly Father. We realize that when we come before you, we come as an empty cup, Heavenly Father, waiting to be filled. If we are too high, Lord, bring us down. And if we're too low, Heavenly Father, bring us up. Lord, we're asking with the meditation of the words that come out of our mouths be acceptable unto your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and praise God. Okay, the scripture lesson for today is, of course, Isaiah 40 and 31. And I said that we're going to have a mini-series on that. And it reads as thus: But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Think about that, because on tomorrow, the topic is, who are you flying with? Is it the buzzards, the birds, or the eagles? Now then, my guest is not on the show yet. However, we are going to continue with the announcements, and then I have some more things for you until the guest arrives. Okay, so the announcements are as such. On tomorrow, I will be bringing the Word of God. And once again, the title is, Who Are You Flying With? Young people, who are you rolling with? The birds, the eagles, or the buzzards? Our Fit to Win is scheduled for Monday with Miss Julia Ganaway, and she will focus on your baby's health. Now, your baby can be a small baby, or your baby can be a large baby. And I do have a caller on the line, and I don't think that's my guest yet. If it is my guest, then just chime in so that we can get started with the interview. Is this my guest on the line or a listener? All right, this must be a listener. Okay. So Fit to Win with Julia Ganaway is called Your Baby's Health. Respond to it. All right. Saturday, we are interviewing Miss Carla Martin, who is a gospel singer. So be sure to look on Facebook and look her up. She is a great gospel singer. Be sure to look out for our motivational clips on Facebook under ALFREDALOBE. Or FREDALOBE. And then, of course, we do it all again, and I come back to you and tell you some more individuals who are going to be online. Be sure to look out for the website, the new website. An announcement from a friend of mine in Dallas, Texas, is the Wanda Bell Ministry Present Understanding Spiritual Service. This will be Saturday, October 26, 2013, the What's the Hows and Whys of Servitude, part day of ministry empowerment for servitude enhancement. We'll have a morning ministry session, and the donation is $10. And I'm going to put the flyer in. Also, the flyer is already on my Facebook page. But be sure to check out that flyer and please support the Wonder Bell Ministries. Okay, stay tuned for my top, what is it, my top 20 countdown on gospel artists, which will also be on my Facebook page. If you are looking for a church or would like to attend a church, please, 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 please come to 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas, where Dr. Carrie Berkeley is pastor. Stay tuned for a special project on fashion and a gospel comedy show. Remember to continue to pray for everyone. And I was about to say, if someone asks you what that smile is all about, but I'm not going to say that. We're going to go ahead and go into some things that I was going to talk about, just in case my guest, she did have a show today, and she may be very busy, and things do happen, but we should always be ready in case we have to step up to the plate. And I want to give a brief synopsis, because any time that we're talking about God, it's not a waste of time. I want to give a brief synopsis of what this show is all about, because I do have a lot of new people. I also want to give a synopsis of what is to come as far as the ministry of the Eagles. So first of all, I want to thank all of my listeners. I want to thank my family. I want to thank God first and foremost, for the ministry that is coming forth. The ministry is entitled the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, because we're lifting Jesus up through our gifts of ministry and our gifts of talent. And when we look at this, lifting Jesus up, we're edifying and glorifying God our Father, Jesus our Father. So with this ministry, as far as the ministry that we have, what we're going to do is I'm going to bring in several guests who will also minister unto you on Sundays. I have guests from Waco who are ministers. I have guests from all over the world who will come and grace this station and bless you with a 25 to 30 minute ministry. And we're going to start that up as soon as January approaches. On Saturdays, I always have a person who comes in, and those are my guest interviewees who come in and share the gift of God. And then, okay, is this a listener or a guest? Okay, that's still the listener. And then on Saturdays, that's what we have special guests. Then on Sundays, as I said, we're bringing the Word of God. Then on Mondays is our Fit to Win. And part of being spiritually sound and spiritually fit is being in shape. So therefore, we have to make sure that we are in shape holistically. So that's basically the gist of the programming. We have a lot of gospel artists. We have a lot of poets. We have a lot of ordinary people like myself who will come on the show and who will give you what God has given unto them. Now then, as far as what we are doing, and I said that I was going to talk about the ministry of God, the purpose and the vision. We are here to uplift God. We are here to expound on others' talents, because God wants us to share our talents with the world. If ever we become too busy to edify and uplift God, then there is a problem, because all of our gifts come from God. God is our source. So what we want to do is give God our best. And as I put on my Facebook page this morning, and I invite anyone who wants to, whether we're friends on Facebook or not, we can become friends, or you can just read it, because I usually open up the Word of God to everyone. So if you look on the Facebook page, my Facebook page, I will put different things in relation to ministry on there. And one of the things that God wants us to do is to talk to God. And when we go to God, it's prayer, but it's also talking to God as if you're talking to someone, because God is well and alive. Don't talk at God. Talk to God, and that's going to be a series that is very important and is very relevant to what we have. So we want to make sure that we are talking to God, and that's what this program is all about. It's not about just meeting people, because I love people, but it's a way in which we model how we talk to God. If you look at all of our guests who are on the show, their talents and gifts, there was something that brought them to that destination, amen, and it was nobody but God. It wasn't a show that brought them. It wasn't that somebody big discovered them. God saw the best in them. And what happened was they were able to meet those connections who could help them on their journey. But God is ultimately the leader. And anytime God is the leader, you're going to reach success. Now, I said all that to say this. On tomorrow, I want you to join me. Bring somebody with you. You can listen. You know, I don't know if you're listening or not. You can listen. I just see the stats, which looks good. But you can listen live. That's what I meant. You can listen live because you can call the number 347-843-4981. You can listen live. Once again, that number is 347-843-4981. Listen live and or I will give you a link, which is also on my website, in which you can just click on it and listen to any of the shows that you would like to listen to. So in saying, I said all that to say this, on tomorrow, and I'm not going to give away all of my, I was about to say sermon, all of my lesson tomorrow, but I will share with you what we're going to, what direction we're going in. And I have 18 minutes, and this is good. This is great. I need this time here. All right. So on tomorrow, the topic will be, who are you flying with? Who are you rolling with? And I'm going to go ahead and take this opportunity to first of all tell you how all this came into reality. I was sitting here, and one of the things that God showed me was that in ministry, you make a name for God, not for yourself. You lift God, not yourself. And you have to know the people who you need to take on the journey with you. Then I began to see this vision where Jesus gave me of a sheep. And Jesus had millions of sheep. And only one, and it's also in the Bible, went astray. And when that sheep went astray, Jesus didn't say, well, I have a million sheep, and so this is sufficient. He left the million sheep to go find that one sheep. And I said all that to say this, how many of you can look at a family member, can look at a friend, or can look at someone and say, this person, when I was going through, when I was lost, came and found me? If you have a person like that, then you better hold on real tight because they're connected to God somehow. They might be a cousin or something. No, I'm just kidding. But they're connected to God. And so I was sitting here studying the Word of God and the meditation of the Holy Spirit. And when you look at your surroundings, you have to be around people who are helping to lift you up. If you're around anything that brings you down, you go down. But how many of you know that there is a God who is bigger than your down situations? And so even if it feels like you are alone, you're not with the buzzards, you're not with the birds, you're not with the eagles, even if you feel like that, which you are, you're either with the buzzards, the birds, or the eagles. There's no in between. If you feel like you're alone and if you feel like God is far from you, you need to get in the Word of God, and He will begin to build your foundation. He will begin to build your self-esteem. He will begin to build your empire up so that you can soar like an eagle. Now, since we have this time, praise God, since we have this time, I want to give my new listeners a brief synopsis of the personality of a buzzard, a bird, and an eagle. The buzzard has a lifespan of 8 years. The buzzard festers or feeds off of dead things, dead situations, amen. Let's make this real. Negativity, negative people, nothing will ever work. They're upset. They're mad. They never smile. They can't find a smile. They don't know where a smile is. They haven't had a good day. You ask them what happened, they'll tell you all the bad stuff. Or what happened good, they can't tell you. Those type of people. If you have or if you're around those type of people, no wonder why you're feeling so bad. If you have a bird mentality, amen, the birds, they are satisfied. And it's good to be satisfied But God wants to take us higher. With the birds, they have a lifespan of 20 to 30 years. They're not really concerned about the tomorrows because God holds all of their tomorrows, and they know that they're going to eat, and they know that they're going to have a nest because they build their nest anywhere. And so today I was at Jason's Deli, amen, and I looked at a bird who was by my car, and some crackers had dropped, and the bird was just having a feast. Did the bird know that those crackers were going to be there today? Of course not. But God saw fit for that bird to eat. And you have to understand, if you're in the bird stage, it doesn't mean that that's bad. But God wants to take you to a higher place. And a bird tarries on the ground for a while looking for food, and sometimes they fly up high. And just because a bird tarries, as I said last week, on the ground doesn't mean that that's bad. It's nothing wrong with valley experiences, okay? Nothing wrong with valley experiences, but God doesn't want you to be satisfied. He doesn't want you to be satisfied in ministry. He doesn't want you to be satisfied in just building wherever you can. There is a purpose. You are here for a purpose. You are here because He placed you here. You're not just here haphazardly. There is a purpose for you. There is a purpose for your life. No, we're not supposed to be worried, but we're supposed to pray and trust that God is going to deliver, which He did for those birds, and He's doing for us. Now, let's look at the eagles. The eagles have a lifespan of 20 to 30 years. The eagle flies high in the air. They only build their homes in high places. And as I said in the ministry on last week, is we've got to set ourselves our treasures, amen, in heaven and not on earth. Because if we set it on earth, then it will surely be washed away. But if we keep our prized possessions in heaven, amen, the Lord can use those things in heaven for our own good. Because everything comes from God anyway. So when we look at the eagle is the goal that we're trying to get to. The bird, yeah, it's satisfying. You are supposed to be satisfied, but God wants to take us to a higher place. That's why I devoted, in my study, I devoted almost 2 months to the birds, the buzzards, and the eagles. You have to be able to identify who you are entertaining. You can't just hang around the buzzards and expect the eagle experience. You can't hang around the birds and just be satisfied and expect to go to the mountaintop. You have to be with Jesus. Jesus is the eagle. Jesus is the one who is most high. It's not saying that the bird is not a form of Jesus. If you look at it, and I'm going to say this without giving away because I have 12 minutes and God is good. If you look at the bird, you can liken the bird. Let me bring this back to humanity, amen, because I'm talking about animals. I want to come to somebody's seat here. I want to come to somebody's house. If you're talking about a bird, let's look at Adam and Eve, amen. They were in the garden, and they had a bird mentality because they were satisfied with allowing this serpent to make them turn from God. Not only were they satisfied, but they also were satisfied enough to lie to God and tell God that they did not eat of the fruit. But let's talk about an eagle example. With the eagle, if we look at, and I always use this, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we find that they went into a low place. They had a valley experience. And they went into the fire because they were devoted to God. And, you know, eagles come down, amen, every now and then. They come down to get food, amen. They come down to do those things. They come down every now and then, but they don't stay down. Well, what happened was when they went in, and you know the story, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway because we have 10 minutes. They went into the fiery furnace, and the king turned up the fire 7 times, thinking that he was going to destroy these boys because they believed in God. And I've said this before in many of the ministries that I've given on Sundays, but I want to make it real to you because we're using animals, and I know everybody understand about that. but let's make it real. So he turned it up 7 times. But when the king looked in there thinking that they were going to be destroyed, there happened to be a 4th person in there, what appeared to be a 4th person in there, and the fire did not consume them. What are you saying, Alfreda Love? What I'm saying is that just because we may have a buzzard experience, things may look dead. Stay with me. Things may look dead. Things may not look well. Amen. We have to have that bird mentality. Uh-oh, you still follow me? That bird mentality to be satisfied and know and trust God and not worry about tomorrow. But in our trusting in God, we should look up to the hills. Amen. Because the eagles fly, y'all. The eagles make their homes in the hills. Look up to the hills from which cometh all of our help, and our help cometh from the Lord. And that's why the Lord said that in Isaiah 40 and 31, he said, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. That basically means that, no, we're not. Every day is not going to be Sunday. There's going to be some dead situations in our life. There's going to be some situations in which we feel like we have to be satisfied. Amen. But God said that if we hope, if we think on the Lord, he will renew our strength. Think about that bird. You in a, the bird is almost dead. The buzzard is in a dead place. But the bird, amen, still is in a in the valley experience. But they tend to find little things along the way to keep them nourished. So therefore, they don't have to worry about tomorrow. He said, we'll renew their strength. But then as you get stronger, amen, the birds get stronger and they're eating. Think about the eagle. The eagle will soar on wings like an eagle. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. We have to put our trust in the Lord. That's why this whole segment, amen, is about uplifting the name of Jesus. Everything that we plan for is not going to happen like we want to. We have to be flexible and let the Lord and the Holy Spirit utilize us in a way that uplifts him. So let's think about this. On tomorrow, when you come, let me tell you what to expect. I'm going to come in Isaiah 40 and 31. There is no secret. It's going to be Isaiah 40 and 31. We are going to soar. We're going to become eagles. Have we arrived? No, we will never arrive. An eagle never has a journey that they go to. And I'm just making up something right now. An eagle's not going to say, I'm going to fly to the mall. An eagle flies and sees different situations. Jesus takes you to different places. You don't have a one destination. There's not a one-sided destination. You are taken to various places. So as the eagle on tomorrow, I'm going to say Isaiah 40 and 31, and we're going to read the same verse, and we're going to keep reading the same verse, amen, until something happens, and things are already changing. We're going to read that same verse. Then we're going to go into who are you flying with, as I said before. Is it the birds, the buzzards, or the eagles? Who are you flying with? And the reason why I ask that question, and the reason why I'm going to give you characteristics of this, and the reason why I'm going to give you what thus says the Lord in the Revelation, is because in knowing yourself, it's good to know yourself, but you also need to know the people whom you are around. Now, you have to understand and recognize that God knows our hearts. And some of us come, some people are wolves in sheep clothing. And you have to be able to identify. It doesn't mean to judge people, amen. But it means to, you have to test people, the spirit by the spirit. You have to, we are all tried and true. But you have to test the spirit by the spirit in order to know if it's real or not. A lot of people come in the name of Jesus, and it's not the name of Jesus. We have to be able to know, and we have to, who we are, whose we are, and who we are entertaining. We cannot entertain devils. We cannot entertain foolish things. We have to entertain God. And that's why it's so important, and that's why I keep stressing, and I will continue to stress the fact that on this show, we need to be able to identify. We need to be able to uplift the name of Jesus. Jesus said, be ye ready at all times, for we do not know the day nor the hour. Not only is he talking about when we go back up into heaven or our destination, but he's talking about when you may be called on. He's talking about the ministry and the word of God. There should always be a word of God on your mouth to praise God. So therefore, and looking at this, and I have 5 minutes, I want to tell you to join me. Come back tomorrow. My website is http://blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. We are also going to be featuring in the future Celebrity Nanny. We have Fit to Win segments. We have the ministry going forth. We're bringing the fashion line to the ministry. So we need you to come out and listen. It's free, F-R-E-E, free. We need you to come out and listen. And I thank you once again, all of my viewers. I thank all of the people who come on the show. I thank those who, I mean, just the emails and things like that. That means a lot. It really does. It means a lot. And the ministry is going forth. There's so many things that's going on with the ministry. We appreciate that. I just want to reiterate these announcements one more time. On Saturday, I will have Miss Carla Morton, who is a gospel artist. I will interview her on the show. Please look her up. That's C-A-R-L-A Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. She's also on Facebook. I want you to also join me and meet me on tomorrow. As I said, I keep saying it because I want you to be here. You can listen in or you can listen in after church. I will be online before 5:30. Join me on tomorrow for a word. Who are you flying with? Who are you rolling with, young people? The birds, the eagles, or the buzzards? Continue to look out for the fashion website. Remember to support Wanda Bell Ministries. She's a member of the Potter's House in Dallas, Texas, but they're putting on, she is putting on, her ministry is putting on a session, Understanding Spiritual Service, which is Saturday, October 26, 2013, and I told you once before that that's going to be on my page. What else? Also, I would like to, I'm bringing a fashion show, comedy show. Either one of them will be in December and the other one will be in the spring. Stay tuned for that. And I really enjoyed myself on the show today, and I see I have several callers. Praise the Lord. And once again, I just want to thank everybody. Be sure to, you can Facebook me. It's A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E or F-R-E-D-A. You can Facebook me and connect with me through inbox or, you know, put it on my page or email me, emoney_love@yahoo.com. If you're looking for a church home or would like to attend the church, please come to 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas, where the Dr. Carrie Berkeley is our pastor. Be sure to continue to pray for everyone. There are a lot of things going on in the world. Pray for those that you know in the hospital. Pray for those you don't know in the hospital. Pray for our children. Pray for our schools, please. Pray for, just pray for everybody. This is what I want you to do, okay? I want you to think of 10 people in your life each week, and I want you to pray for them, and I want you to sincerely pray for them. I don't want you to fake it. I want you to sincerely select 10 people, and don't be selfish. Mix some people who are not your family in there too, and pray for them, and watch God change things. In addition to that, I'm going to say this, and I have 1 minute, and I have to go. I want you 20 days and 20 nights, I want you to say, His grace. I'm favored because of grace. And I want you to sincerely mean it. And I want you to give God the highest praise, which is hallelujah. And I want you to lift the name of Jesus up when you do it. 20 days and watch God change things. It's no fee to do it. All you need to do is open your mouth. That's it. And look on my Facebook page, because in ministry, it's good to understand and hear the word, and it's good that people can preach and teach the word. But are we showing people how to get to God? That's the main thing. Okay? Now then, if someone asks you what your smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. And remember, Nanny will be doing comedy on Facebook and on the radio station. It's a good, clean comedy storytelling. Be sure to check out Celebrity Nanny. Yes, be sure to check me out, children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, and if someone asks you, I'm going to say this one more time, what that smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Till next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.